Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at Align Smart.
Right.
Our goal is really to get past the surface and understand how this system, how it aims for like a lasting solution for physical well-being.
Mm-hmm. Moving beyond those quick fixes, we've all been there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're pulling information straight from the Align Smart website, trying to get to grips with their tech, their philosophy, and you know how it's actually used.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit there. What jumps out straight away with Align Smart is this core idea.
Which is?
That real improvement, whether it's pain or performance, it comes from understanding and actually addressing the body structure, its alignment.
So it's proactive, looking at the root cause.
That's it, a root cause approach.
Okay, let's get right into it then. Align Smart, it seems really built on this concept that proper assessment and prevention, they're key. Like more important than just treating symptoms after they appear.
Absolutely. That's the shift in thinking.
They call their system a complete postural assessment and corrective exercise system. Big claim. And the aims are pretty clear. Better posture, less pain, and, well, maximizing performance.
Uh-huh.
Patrick Mummy, the CEO and founder, he puts it quite starkly. The future of treatment and training is in assessment and prevention.
That quote really sums it up, doesn't it? It signals a move away from just reacting.
Yeah, for everyone listening, it suggests thinking differently, not just waiting for something to hurt.
Exactly. It's about looking at the body's kind of underlying architecture before things go wrong, or, you know, to fix them properly if they have. And they've structured their whole method around this. They call their four pillars.
Right, the four pillars. Let's break those down. First up is measure. This sounds like where they get the actual data.
It is. It's the objective part. They use a patent-pending postural alignment kit. Four tools in it.
Okay, four tools. What's the main takeaway from how they use these?
Well, they measure 20 specific postural landmarks.
Swing points.
20 points. And the idea is to get beyond just eyeballing someone's posture. It's about getting quantifiable data, you know, hard numbers about your body structure.
So numbers that identify imbalances, things that might be causing problems.
Precisely. These 20 points become this sort of baseline data.
Instead of just a subjective look then. And they generate a score from this, 0 to 81 points.
Yeah, a quantified structural score.
What's the real power of having that number?
I think it's the objectivity mainly.
Yeah.
And the repeatability.
Repeatability, so you can track changes.
Exactly, you measure now, you do the exercises, you measure again later. The score shows if things are actually changing structurally.
Ah, okay, so it's not just, do you feel better? It's, are the numbers improving?
Right, it takes out a lot of the guesswork. You have concrete data.
Makes sense. You can see the change on paper, so to speak. Okay, pillar number two, educate. How do they make sense of those numbers for the person involved?
This is crucial, isn't it? Connecting the dots. They explain your specific misalignments using principles from engineering and physics, apparently. Thinking about forces, structure, like a building.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah, they even call their practitioners postural architects.
Okay, postural architects. That paints a picture.
It does. It helps you visualize it. So for the person going through it, it means understanding why a certain misalignment might be causing their specific issue, not just that they're out of whack.
So it's providing a framework, understanding the biomechanics for your own body.
Yes. And they look at everything transverse plane, so rotation, frontal plane, side to side,
right,
and sagittal plane, front to back. It's a full 3D picture.
Comprehensive?
Yeah. So they're not missing things. And to make it easy to understand, they give you that simple score we mentioned, plus visuals. Before and after photos, progress pics.
Seeing is believing sometimes. That combination of score and photos must be quite motivating.
I'd imagine so. Makes the abstract feel much more concrete.
Okay. Third pillar. Correct. They've measured, they've explained. Now what? How do they actually fix things?
So those measurements from the first step, they feed directly into creating a personalized exercise and stretching plan.
Customized to you.
Exactly. Tailored to your specific structural needs based on that data. They have an algorithm that generates the routine.
An algorithm? So it's not just a standard set of exercises?
Apparently not. Mm. It suggests a high level of personalization.
Yeah.
It's designed to target your specific imbalances, your structural fingerprint, rather than just being generic.
That sounds pretty advanced. What kinds of exercises are we talking about?
They've got a huge library. It says over 400 corrective exercises.
Wow, 400.
Yeah. And importantly, they cover lots of positions, lying down, kneeling, sitting, standing. So it should be adaptable for most people's abilities.
And is it just stretching or strengthening too.
Both. It's balanced, stretching to, you know, release tension and improve flexibility where needed.
Makes sense.
And strengthening exercises to build support for that improved alignment, making it stick.
Right, building a foundation. Okay, a holistic approach then. That brings us to the fourth pillar, empower. This sounds like it's about long-term management, giving you control.
That's exactly it. It's focused on giving you the tools and the knowledge to keep the progress going.
How do they do that?
Well, there's a client app. That seems key.
An app, okay.
Yeah, like your personal guide. It has descriptions, video demos for all your exercises, so you know how to do them correctly.
Like having the expert in your pocket.
Kinda, yeah. And the app does more. There's messaging for questions, surveys to check understanding.
Cool. Ongoing support.
A constant feedback loop, yeah. That seems vital for keeping people on track.
And what about consistency? Making sure you actually do the exercises.
The app has a check-in feature. Helps with compliance, tracking.
Clickability.
Right. And you track your progress visually in the app, too.
Mm.
Plus, as you improve, the routine updates automatically. Keeps it challenging.
Adapts with you.
Yes. But the core message of empower seems to be self-reliance. They actually say, learn how to not rely on someone else to make you feel better.
Hmm. That's direct.
It is. And they pose that question. If you cannot take your chiropractor home with you every day, then what are you doing to hold each adjustment?
Puts the responsibility back on the individual.
It really does. The goal seems to be self-management, long-term independence, not just relying on appointments.
That's a powerful message. Being an active participant. Okay, so who typically uses Align Smart? Who benefits?
The info suggests it's pretty broad. People with sports injuries, definitely. Chronic pain sufferers.
Uh-huh.
Also, people just wanting to avoid injuries in the first place. Proactive types.
Right.
And high-performance athletes looking for that edge.
Still a wide spectrum.
Seems so. And they also mention applied training areas, which suggests it's for practitioners, too. Covers assessments, exercises, client education, even the business side of things.
Right. So it serves both individuals and the professionals using the system. Now, the big question with any system like this, what's the science? Is there an evidence base?
We talk about proven science. The main point seems to be that their algorithm, it's based on data from thousands of clients.
Thousands? Over how long?
Over 26 years, it says.
Wow. Okay. That's significant.
It suggests a lot of refinement over time based on real-world results.
Mm.
And they come back to those repeatable measurements again.
For tracking progress, objectively.
Exactly. And having clear goals based on improving those structural scores.
That long history of data collection does imply, you know, a commitment to figuring out what works. You also mentioned support for practitioners. Business support.
Yeah, briefly. It looks like they offer a whole package for professionals.
Like what?
A web-based application for managing clients, the client apps themselves for engagement, digital waivers, and forms.
Streamlining the admin.
Yeah. And access to trained practitioners for support and questions. It seems they aim to provide a complete toolkit for practices wanting to use Align Smart.
Okay, a fully integrated system then for the client and the clinician. Let's switch gears a bit. What about real-world impact? Do we have stories from people who've used it? Testimonials?
We do. There's one from Milena Glusak, a 3-time U.S. national champion runner.
Okay. High-level athlete. What did she say?
She talked about giving her a concrete roadmap. She saw a clear cause and effect between the assessment and the exercises.
Connecting the dots again.
Yeah. And interestingly, she compared it to the EgoSkew method, but called Align Smarty EgoSkew on steroids.
On steroids, that's quite an endorsement. Suggests it's more advanced or effective in her view.
It certainly implies that.
What about others? There was a Dusty Dussin mentioned, a sports veteran.
Yeah, 50 plus years in sports. He said Align Smart, or Symmetry as he called it, seems like an earlier name perhaps, was the first thing in all that time that actually addressed his underlying misalignments.
After 50 years, that's something.
It is. He felt the exercises started putting his body back into alignment right off the get-go. For someone with that much experience, it suggests the system might catch things others miss.
Hmm. And there was also a powerful story about a client named Ralph from Kevin Quinn, who owns Rock Steady Boxing.
Yes, this one sounded quite dramatic. Kevin described Ralph's progress after just 6 weeks as astronomical.
6 weeks? What changed?
His ability to stand straight, his movement generally, even the power in his punches. Kevin called it nothing short of a miracle.
Wow. Astronomical miracle. Those are strong words. Significant functional improvements, then.
Seems like it, especially in a fairly short time.
These stories really help illustrate the potential impact. What about from the practitioner side, professionals using the system?
We have a couple of perspectives there too. Kate Fox, who's been using Symmetry Line Smart since 2015.
Okay, long-term user.
She says it's made her much more effective. The key for her seems to be the individualized self-care plans.
The exercises the clients do at home.
Exactly. She calls them a game changer for helping clients recover, both from chronic pain and acute injuries. Empowering the client seems key for her practice.
So, better outcomes for clients and a better tool for the practitioner. Makes sense. And Michelle Dodson, another practitioner.
Michelle Dodson highlights how corrective exercise is becoming more popular, moving beyond just injury rehab.
How so?
She's seeing more endurance athletes using it, people getting back into fitness. They want to build a solid foundation, prevent problems down the line.
Proactive again?
Yes. She emphasizes responsible reentry into exercise, which fits perfectly with the Align Smart philosophy we've been discussing, building resilience.
Okay, so bringing this all together, for someone listening, what are the main takeaways from this deep dive into Align Smart?
I think the big message is that it offers a very structured, data-driven way to understand and fix postural issues.
It's not just guesswork.
Right. It's about identifying the structural roots using precise assessment. And crucially, it blends that professional assessment with empowering you, the individual, with tools and knowledge for the long haul. At home.
And that education piece feels really central, doesn't it? It's not just do these exercises.
No, it's helping you understand why these specific movements, why this alignment matters.
Fostering that body awareness, understanding how posture links to pain or performance.
Exactly. It's geared towards lasting change, driven by consistent effort and, importantly, being able to track your own progress objectively.
Moving away from just being passive towards being more self-aware and resilient.
That seems to be the goal.
So fundamentally, Align Smart looks like a proactive educational path to better posture, potentially less pain, combining tech with individual empowerment.
Yeah. And this whole exploration kind of brings up a good question for listeners, doesn't it?
Which is?
How might understanding your specific structural alignment, could that be the missing piece in your own health journey?
Something many people might not have considered in depth.
Right. What proactive steps could you take for your long-term physical well-being? Maybe looking into something like Align Smart could be, you know, a worthwhile step on that path.
Food for thought. If you are interested and want to explore Align Smart further, you can find details on their website. Their physical location is 1845 Iron Point, Folsom, California, 95630.
The number.
Phone is 916-467-7764. Email options are mike@linesmart.com or info@symmetryalignsmart.com.
Okay, good info.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.